From Washington, this is VOA News. Hello, I'm Steve Miller. A white supremacist rally in the U.S. city of Charlottesville, Virginia, turned violent Saturday. One person has died and several more were injured when someone drove a car through a crowd of protesters. President Donald Trump condemned the action.
It is no place in America. What is vital now is a swift restoration of law and order and the protection of innocent lives.
The car ramming through occurred as people were leaving the area after police deemed the demonstration unlawful when multiple bouts of violence broke out at the rally between demonstrators and counter-protesters. Kenya's opposition accused the security forces on Saturday of killing more than 100 people, including children, in a crackdown on post-election unrest. They did not offer any proof, and Reuters was only able to confirm 11 deaths nationwide. Johnson Muthama, an opposition official.
The fun is being meted out on those defenseless citizens in their residential neighborhoods. It's intended to subjugate the will of the people.
Kofi Annan, the former head of the United Nations and a mediator during Kenya's post-election crisis a decade ago, which saw 1,200 killed, warned political leaders in Kenya on Saturday to be careful with their rhetoric and actions. Donald Trump's talk of military action for Venezuela has drawn rebuke from several foreign governments, some even critical of Venezuela President Nicolas Maduro. In Caracas, a few hundred opponents of Maduro marched to protest the recent jailing of several opposition mayors. Amid the mounting tensions, there has been no statement of the main opposition alliance or its leaders. This is VOA News.